this world that would literally die to have what you have.
There's some carnality that I'm dealing with. There's some selfishness that I'm dealing with. There's this. There's all kinds of things even here today as I preach to you. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? God, here I am. Here I am. Lord, let the light your glorious gospel. Let the light of your word shine and pierce the darkness. The places that I don't want to even go, but God, there's some pain really deep over here, God, and you know I've been dealing with it. Oh God, you know the abuse that I went through as a child or even as an adult. And God, I don't want to let that stuff out. I just want to lock it away. No, God wants to unlock that place and come in and heal it. God wants to come in and heal it. Not just lock it away and keep you bound in fear. No, the devil wants to do that. Oh, but he's come to give you life and give your life more abundantly. Come on, step out of that aisle, sister. Come on, step out of that aisle, brother, and make your way to an altar and let God, let God, let the light shine into that dark place. Let the light shine, let the light shine. It's time to arise. It's time to shine. Oh, come on. If you let God into that secret place, if you let God into that place to heal it and bring restoration, I'm going to tell you, God can use you as a receptacle for his glory, for his anointing, to touch people in this city, to touch people in your neighborhood, to turn this city upside down with the gospel, with the light of Jesus Christ. Come on, let it get a hold. Let it shine in. 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 Oh, let it shine in here today.